Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni owenzelwe eWashington DC izolo obuhlolisisa isimo sezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe njalo lokungenzakala sokwenziwe ukhetho. Umhlangano lo ubuqoqwe yinhlanganiso ye-International Republican Institute lezinye inhlanganiso kwele Melika. Omunye walabo abakhulume emhlanganweni lo ngumnumzana Ipo Mandaza, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Southern African Political and Economic Studies Trust, othe ukuswelakala kogwalo lokuvota ngokunye okungenza ukuthi ukhetho lweZimbabwe lungaqhutshwa ngemfanelo. Ngakho-ke uthi abantu bachitha isikhathi ngokuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Ngibona engani ukuqhuba ukhetho kweZimbabwe ukuchitha isikhathi. Khathesi nje ukhetho yinto yabantu abafuna ukubusa, hathi okumele kwenziwe nguZulu. Uthi okunye okuhluphayo yukuthi ibutho leZimbabwe lifuna ukungena kwezokhetho. Umugabe wehluleka ukulungisa konke okuhambelana lomuntu okumele athathe isikhundla sakhe, wagcina esuswa esikhundleni libutho. Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Alex Magayisa, owenza izifundo njalo esebenza kuhlanganiso ye-National Endowment for Democracy, othi ibutho kukhanya lisebenza lenhlangothi eziningi kwele Zimbabwe lapho kungalandelwa khona imithetho.
When you talk about the military, we are also talking about the religion, we are also talking about the Zimbabwe Living Authority, we are also talking about the chiefs.
Nxa kukhuluma ngokwenziwa libutho kumele sikhulume ngokwenzakala kuhlangothi lukahulumende kweZimbabwe Revenue Authority njalo ngokwenzakala emthethwandaba. Kumele njalo sikhangele khonokho kusanda kutshelwa izinduna ukuthi akumelanga zingene kwezombusazwe. Umnumzana Thomas Hastings, osaphethe isikhundla somqondisi wohlangothi lweMelika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe olwe-US State Department, uthi kulokunye okwenziwa kahle nguhulumende kamnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa loba nje kungakalungiswa okuningi okufiswa nguZulu ngesikhathi sokhetho.
We welcome many of the steps that the president has taken. He has welcomed international observers into the country, and the United States is taking advantage of that. But of course, we'll be looking at all of the actions surrounding the elections.
Siyakwamukela konke okwenziwa ngumongameli Mnangagwa. Sihlolisisa konke akwenzayo. Asikhangeli afisa ukukwenza kuphela, kodwa sihlolisisa okuthiyeneyo. Sihlolisisa ezokhetho lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
We'll be watching the actual results.
Uphinde wathi okuhlupha uZulu eZimbabwe yikungavezwa okusemthethweni kogwalo lokuvota ole-voters roll.
We've discussed the situation of the voters roll. Zimbabweans have been asking for the voters roll to be released in a format so that groups can compare it and make sure that there are no problems with it. To date, that hasn't been done. There will, of course, be the importance of free and fair access to the press for all political parties between now and the election.
Sike sakhuluma ngodaba lwe-voters roll. Abantu beZimbabwe sebekhulume kakhulu ngodaba lolu, ngakho bafuna ukubona okuphakathi kogwalo lolu lokuvota. Abantu lamalunga enhlanganiso yezizimele zodwa bafuna ukubona ukuthi okuphakathi kwe-voters roll kuyini njalo kufithwani. Abantu bakhala njalo ngokubalwa kwamavoti, bafuna ukubakwazi ukuthi kuzakwenziwa njani njengoba besazi ukuthi kuqala akuzange kuhambe kuhle. Abaqhuba ukhetho bathule zwi ngodaba lolu.
And then of course on election day itself, the matters of counting the votes and so on, those logistical arrangements are very important as well. So there's many aspects to it.
Umnumzana Handel Mlilo, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Melika, obesemhlanganweni lo uthi abantu besaba ukuthi ukhetho kalusoze luqhutshwe ngemfanelo lonyaka. Loba kunjalo umlilo uthi abantu akumelanga balahle ithemba. Sasenelisanga ukukhuluma leziphathamandla zeZimbabwe Electoral Commission lezikahulumende ngokwethulwe emhlanganweni lo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, igama lami nguGibbs Dube.